Shall we pray? Father, we give you glory and honor, worship and praise, Father, for this true and living witness that you have given us, Father, in your precious Son, Father. The true and living witness, O God, true and faithful witness, Father, unveiling to us, O God, all that you have given us in your Son, opening us and unveiling us, O God, to the wonder of who you are and all that you are. For there is a witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And there is a witness within us, Father, that is true and faithful. The true and faithful witness manifested in blood, water, and spirit, Father. The witness that has been given to us through the cross in the merits of the Lamb. The witness that is being worked into us through the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. The witness that will enable us, O God, to live the life of Jesus, to live all things that you have given us in the fullness of Christ Jesus. The witness that is to make your word entirely functional within us, Father. So enable us to receive and realize this true and faithful witness. Enable us to walk into it, O Lord, so that we will function in this witness in spirit, soul, and body. So that all that is within us, Father, will indeed bless your name, Father. So that all that is within us, O God, will be alive to you in this true and faithful witness that you have given us through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let this witness unveil within us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And today is tape 2 of part 1 of module 7. Module 7 is the witness of God, unveiling the witness of God. And part 1 of unveiling the witness of God is called the true and faithful witness. And this reality of the true and faithful witness is described in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to the Apostle John. And this is what he says in verse 14. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the true and faithful witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this. This true and faithful witness is the beginning of the creation of God. This true and faithful witness is the Amen of God's will. This true and faithful witness is to be unveiled in each one of us in the name of Jesus. This witness is the testimony of Jesus alive in us, alive amongst us. This is the witness that God is going to use to build us as one body, to build us as one people, to make us entirely functional in the reality of who God is and all that God is, brought to us in Christ Jesus, manifested in us by the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. This true and faithful witness is the functional witness of the ministry that God wants us to develop in our lives. And so, it is extremely important that we learn how to function in this witness. Because in this witness, we will realize a brand new life. We will live in an entirely new reality. By law, God said that we shall love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. At the heart of this reality of coming to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength is this witness that God has to develop in us so that we will truly unveil the witness that is true and faithful. And as we come alive to this witness within us that is true and faithful, we will come to know our God, we will come to love our God, we will come to learn how to function in Him. It is only as we learn how to function in God that we will come to love Him. Because love is not make-believe, love is a reality. So it is very important for us to know and understand that this true and faithful witness is at the heart of all that the Scripture has for us. It is the essence of the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. It is through this witness that God is going to make us a perfect people. It is through this witness that God is going to complete us in His righteousness. It is through this witness that God is going to unveil us as a holy people. It is through this witness that God is going to make us alive to a brand new lifestyle that is built in the character and nature, the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a witness in our flesh, and that witness in our flesh is of our fallen man. But through Jesus Christ, God has given us a brand new witness. And He wants to develop this witness within us through the Word that He makes alive in us. So when we were born again, God gave us the beginning of the witness through the living and abiding Word of God. And that living and abiding Word of God unveils in a living witness within us. And that witness God wants to develop inside of us so that we will be unveiled in the image and fullness of Jesus Christ as a brand new creation. So Ephesians 2:10 says that we are the workmanship of God created in Christ Jesus for good works. Now this reality of good works is going to rise through this witness within us. So let's look at something that God foreshadowed in the life of Enoch. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. By faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. Enoch walked with God and he was not. Within him he received and realized a witness that God gave him. In that witness he came alive to God. In that witness he began to live a new life. And as he learned how to walk in this witness, the Bible says he obtained that witness. He obtained the witness in the reality that he was pleasing to God. And that's the key to this true and faithful witness. It is the beginning of the creation of God. As you learn how to function in this witness, God is unfolding inside of you and me a brand new creation. He's unfolding us as we should be, a new people. A people able to function by all that God has given us in Jesus Christ. A people able to do what God wants us to do. So if you look at the principal ministry of the Holy Spirit within you, it is to build this witness. You need to understand that walking and functioning by the Holy Spirit is not vibrations, all right? Vibrations are all things of the occult. They come from Eastern meditation. When God tells you to function by the Holy Spirit, He wants you to function in a living reality of God. A dynamic reality of who God is and all that God is. He wants you to understand that this true and faithful witness unveils in the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. This true and faithful witness is not mere feelings. This true and faithful witness has got character and nature. It has got purpose. It has got a conviction. It is a reality in the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. It is built through the word of God. Are you with me? It is built in the will of God. It is built with the purpose and calling of God in your life. It is not just simply having airy-fairy feelings. And you must understand that. So this witness unveils through the living and abiding word of God. And when you function in this witness, everything that you say and do will be consistent absolutely with the word of God. And you need to understand that. That's why it is said this is true and it is faithful. The truth comes to us in Jesus Christ. And faithfulness comes because all that Jesus did for us, He did in the truth that would set us free. So we must understand that in order to be able to function with this Holy Spirit, in this true and faithful witness, we also have to become partakers of the Holy Spirit. Because you can only function in this witness by the Holy Spirit. And this is all about what God does with you. This is about all that God brings inside of you. You can only function in the true and faithful witness after you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. You need to know that. Otherwise, it will take you as long as Enoch. It took Enoch 300 years to receive this witness. 300 years. That's a long time to walk to receive a witness. Through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God has given you a witness. And you need to receive and realize that witness. When you pray in tongues, you come alive to that witness inside of you. And God wants you to understand that that witness is not a witness of feelings and emotions. That witness is built in the truth. And the truth will set you free. That witness is built entirely through the work of God. So we started last week and we said that God told Moses, I will give you a testimony. And you will take this testimony and you'll put it in an ark. And you will place this testimony of the ark in the tabernacle that you're going to build for me. And I will come and meet with you. And I will speak with you from above the mercy seat. I will speak with you in the reality of this testimony. He spoke that to Moses. He spoke that to Moses in Exodus chapter 25. And then in Exodus chapter 31, he takes Moses into the mount, into Mount Sinai, and he gives him two tablets of the testimony. Tablets of stone. Exodus 32 verse 16 says, tablets of stone that were the workmanship of God. They were written by the finger of God. In the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3, it is said that we are the letter of Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of God. Not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts of flesh. And so the purpose of this witness inside of us is to enable us to commune with God. So this true and faithful witness is the means by which we are going to function in God forever. And there are many levels of functionality in God. And that reality of functioning in God is a growing Passover into the Mount of the Lord. It is a growing Passover into the Mount of the Lord. You grow even as your heart unveils as a heart of flesh. In this heart of flesh, in the substance of the fullness of Jesus that you have received and realized, God is unveiling a witness. And that witness unveils through the word that God has released into your heart. So you must understand, in order for this witness to come forth in your life, it has to be fashioned by God. It has to be fashioned by God. And you and I have to learn how to be entirely subject to God, to allow God to work this inside of us. You cannot do your own thing. You have to learn how to listen and realize things as God puts His word inside of you. You have to learn how to listen to the Word of God. You have to learn how to hear the Word of God. You have to understand the Word of God. You have to accept the Word of God. You have to receive the Word of God in a good and honest heart. And you have to persevere with what God is putting inside of you. You have to learn how to be sensitive to God. And in being sensitive to God, what is God trying to do with you? He's trying to make you an obedient vessel to Him. So if you're ever going to learn how to function in this witness, you must listen. You must obey. Right? You must give ear to what God is saying. Because this is what is going to make you a chosen and anointed vessel of the Lord. Are you with me? And you must learn this. You must give your time for God to fashion and form the word inside of you. You must listen to the Word of God, understand the realities in the Word of God, and ask God to work those realities so that it becomes a living witness inside of you. So that you can function in that witness. So that you can do what God wants you to do. So that you can become the vessel God wants you to become. So this witness is at the heart of everything in Scripture. In this witness, God makes the entire Bible practical and applicable to your life. So this witness that God is talking about, that is true and faithful, represents the fulfillment of the law. It represents the fulfillment of the prophets. And in the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, God is going to make a witness inside of you that knows God. A witness that loves God. A witness that is able to hear God. A witness that is able to function in God. A witness that is able to obey God. A witness that is entirely enabled by God. So that you actually become the vessel of the Lord your God. So this process of building the witness inside of you is a long process. It will go on for all eternity. But you must understand that in this witness, God is unveiling the beginning of a new creation. And that new creation is in Christ Jesus. It is the workmanship of God. It is the unveiling of the new you. When we started this series, we said that God has fearfully and wonderfully made us, and the sum total of His thoughts over each one of our lives is vast. Now you need to understand that in this true and faithful witness that God is building inside of you and me, He wants to express the vastness of His thoughts into your life. He wants to unveil you as the peculiar vessel of the Lord that He wants you to be. He wants you to become His instrument. He wants you to become the chosen and anointed vessel through whom nations will be blessed. So there are many pictures of what God is doing with us through this witness. All right, I just want to draw a few of those pictures, and I'm going to talk about these things in random, because the reality of this witness is something far beyond our intelligence, actually. It's only as we start realizing this witness that we will begin to understand how great is the witness within us. How great is this witness that God has given us. So God sent His Son. He went on a cross. He paid the price for our lives. In the cross, He manifested a witness that we are called to receive and realize. Now, the communication of in which He brings that witness into us is called the Word of God. And we said that this realm of the Word of God is called the living and abiding Word of God. So the moment you are born again, the witness was released inside of you. The moment you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, this witness was made functional inside of you. When you were born again, you came alive to God. And that is the basis on which this witness is going to be built. You have to be alive to God. But ultimately, the purpose of this witness is to enable you to function by God. And the person of God who is going to work this function inside of you is called the Holy Spirit. The person of God who defines the function of this witness inside of you is called God the Word. And the purpose and the person of God in whose will this witness has to be fashioned is called God the Father. So this witness that is true and faithful that is within us is a triune witness. It is a witness that stands before the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. It is a witness of the Word and the Spirit that must be developed in the will of the Father. And in this witness, God wants to make you His chosen instrument. And the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made, but you must understand you are fearfully and wonderfully made in the reality of this witness that unveils the vastness of God's thoughts over your specific life. As you become a Christian, as you unveil the salvation of the Lord your God in your life, you must understand that it is your responsibility to receive and realize this witness so that you can become the vessel that God wants you to be. Because God is not saving you in a vacuum. He's saving you with a purpose. He's saving you with a destiny. He's saving you so that you will understand that you are chosen, that God has chosen to call you His beloved. In this witness, you will become the beloved of the Lord. In this witness, we will be able to function together. In this witness, the glory of the Lord will be unveiled in us, amongst us, and over us. In this witness, all things will be done in God's name. So you remember that when God talked about His name to Moses at the burning bush, He said, "I am who I am. I am that I am." Exodus chapter 3 verse 13, 14, 15. Right? And then He says, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." And then He says, "This is My name, and My name is a memorial name." Now this idea of a memorial name is tied to this true and faithful witness that God wants to build inside of you. Amen? So when, for instance, we celebrate Holy Communion, when we celebrate Passover, and Jesus says, "Remember Me," He's talking about this remembrance in the true and faithful witness that we have realized through His sacrifice. And this true and faithful witness is a witness of destiny and fulfillment. Because in this witness, the Scriptures are going to be unfolded in fulfilled terms inside of your life, amongst all of us, across the world and in the heavenly places, both Jew and Gentile. We are all going to be unveiled as one people, able to function in a unity birthed through this witness. So if you understand how important this witness is, you also need to understand that Satan will always try and corrupt this witness. So when you function in the true and faithful witness, you must always understand this. This witness is always consistent with the nature and character of the Lord Jesus Christ. This witness is consistent with the testimony of Jesus, and this witness is always unveiled by the Holy Spirit. This witness will always glorify God's name. This witness will always have the desire, the deep passion to please God, the deep passion to do God's will. And you must always know that, because you must always understand that if this witness inside of you is growing in the right way, there must be a growing love for God inside of your life. And a growing love for God is always demonstrated as a growing love for your brethren around you. You will learn how to tolerate more. You will not get upset by everything that people start saying and doing. If you are maturing in the way God wants you to mature, you will be growing from strength to strength, from glory to glory. You will be unveiling in the faith and love of Jesus. You will have deep strength inside of you, and you are not provoked by every silly thing that goes around you. It's very important that you understand that. Because until and unless the Word of God starts manifesting to you in this true and faithful witness, you really don't know what the Word of God is saying. Because everything in God's Word is ultimately meant to become a living witness inside of you. The Bible is expressed as a testament. The whole idea of the testament is this reality of a witness. So we must understand that the meaning of the testament is to be fulfilled in a living witness. So unless the testament becomes a living witness inside of us, we are not receiving the Word of God the way God wants us to receive it. So the Word of God is not a theoretical exposition. The Word of God is a practical exposition. It is an exposition in the witness inside of you. It becomes your life. It becomes your character. It becomes your nature. It becomes your personality. In this witness, you will be equipped with the wisdom and understanding of the living God. You will be equipped with the knowledge of the living God. You will be equipped with the anointings of the living God. And you will be growing from strength to strength in everything that you do. This witness becomes an entire lifestyle. You will learn how to relate with people through this witness. So you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. All that is described inside of you. And in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, in your strength, God is going to develop a witness that is true and faithful. So that you will be the chosen vessel that He has always wanted you to be. That you are created fearfully and wonderfully in His image. You are created so that you can function in Him and by Him and through Him. So that the glory of the living God will be manifested in His place. Where is the place that the Lord your God has chosen? You are that place. But you are that place only in this true and faithful witness. You must understand that. You are not that place based on emotions, or you are not that place based on some intellectual understanding of the scriptures. You are only that place where God has chosen to indwell and manifest His presence in through this living witness that is true and faithful. So everything in your Christian life, everything in your Christian ministry, everything in your relationships, everything in your character and nature has to be built and developed through this witness. And as you learn how to function in this witness, you will die to the flesh. Once you start enjoying the reality of functioning in this witness, you will not want the rubbish that the world tries to put on you. So you need to understand that this entire witness is the witness of the scripture that God wants to build inside of you. And He wants to teach you all things through this witness. And He wants you to learn how to function through this witness so that you can online be the vessel of the living God. That you can online receive, realize, and communicate the witness of the living God. So it's very, very powerful. So what is God doing with the Word of God? He's putting the Word of God inside of you and creating the channels of communication in which this witness will flow. He's creating the character and nature that will hold this witness. He's creating a new person that is you. And this image of you, this new you is going to be built and created in the image and fullness of Jesus Christ. This image of you is going to be a brand new creation. So the true and faithful witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And that creation starts with you and me. That's why James chapter 1 verse 17 and 18 says that we are the first fruits of God's creation. Because through Jesus Christ, God is bringing us forth as a brand new creation. That we are being anointed with every good thing bestowed, every perfect gift. And it all comes from the Father of lights. And so you see, when God gives you the word of God, it is the word that is going to be fulfilled in you. And the word that is going to be fulfilled in you is called the prophetic word. So if you go to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, it says that the word of God, the prophetic word inside of you, will become a morning star inside of you, as it unveils inside of you, as you receive the light that is contained in that word. As the word of God begins to be fulfilled in you, it manifests in enlightened terms. It manifests in light. And that light unveils you as a morning star. And you see that in that reality, God is showing you a picture of this witness. That this picture of this witness is going to be like radiant light. It's going to be like a ball of fire inside of you. Your God is a consuming fire. And the reality of the Lord your God inside of you is going to be a consuming fire. As you see the physical sun as a ball of fire, so the Lord is telling you that when the word of God is built inside of you, the witness of that word is going to unveil in a radiant fire. And that fire is going to be a fire of passion. And that fire is going to be a fire of love. It's going to be a fire built in holiness unto God. And that fire is true and faithful. But there are other pictures to this witness as well. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22 verse 16. Revelation chapter 22 verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. So you see, the prophetic word being manifested in you as a morning star is just an expression of some measure of the fullness of Jesus Christ that has been made alive to you, inside of you, through the revealed word, through the word that has become living and abiding inside of you. So you see, the moment you were born again, God began the building of a new creation that is meant to manifest as a ball of fire. Amen. And that ball of fire is a reality expressed, right? In life and in the eternal. So God starts building that inside of you. But in this verse, God also uses two phrases. He says that Jesus Christ is the root of David and the offspring of David. Now what this means is that this witness has a root inside of it. The word David means the well-beloved. And Jesus actually came and fulfilled the word, the well-beloved. He actually came and fulfilled what was foreshadowed in the life of King David. King David was said to be a man with a heart after God. Jesus Christ came and he manifested the reality of a man who would live for God entirely. All right. And so he is called the root of David. And this root of David is like the root of the witness within us. And you see that this root of the witness within us is built on loving the Lord your God. You fall in love with Jesus Christ, and as you fall in love with Jesus Christ, you realize in your heart that you love God. And this root is very important for the witness that God is building inside of you. Because this root is what defines the witness. So you find that God is telling you something very graphically. He's saying that in this witness, if you don't realize the fact that you love me, there is something that is not quite correct. As you learn how to function in this witness will always testify to you of a growing love for God inside of you. That as you learn how to function in God, those functions in God will always be nurtured in a reality of you loving Him more and more. That there will be a desire inside of you to actually bless the name of Jesus. There will be a desire inside of you to actually lift up on high the name of Jesus. That you will have the desire to lift up the name of Jesus rather than lift up your name. In fact, the desire to lift up your name will start steadily dying. Because the desire to lift up your name comes from your carnal, fleshly witness. But the witness in Jesus Christ, once you start realizing how awesome and wonderful that witness is, there will be in you a desire to lift up always on high the name of Jesus. There will be a desire inside of you to always glorify Him. That you will actually discover in your witness that there is a pleasure that you receive in glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a delight that you will take in belonging to God. It will always start growing and growing inside of you. Are you with me? All right. So this is the root of David. So it's a tangible reality. So this prophetic of the root of David is what we need to understand, because the root of David is what anchors us in the truth. If you don't love the Lord your God, you're not going to serve Him for very long. Amen. So from this root and out of this witness comes the reality of all of us being offspring of David. That means we are the fruit of God's love. And we each come out as unique individuals who have a heart for God, who love God. And when you love God, God has done a great work inside of you, because He has enabled you to love Him. So out of this root comes the offspring. And so this witness inside of us is actually the witness of the tree of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus said. I am the true vine, you are the branches. In those two statements, Jesus is telling us that within us will unveil the tree of life. And that tree of life will always have its focus on the glory of God. It always have its focus on glorifying God, on loving God, on serving God, on belonging to God. Now this is what you must expect God to work inside of you. And this is what you must keep on asking and seeking from God. That He will build inside of you the root of David. He will unveil you as the offspring of David. That He will manifest you as a morning star. That He will make you the chosen vessel that He wants you to become. That within you there will be a true and faithful witness that will blossom like a tree of life. And as that tree grows, it expresses the way in which you have been blessed by God, the way in which you have developed in God. Amen. So God has got a humongous plan over your life. God has got a great ambition over your life. And that ambition, you have to realize from the heart of God. It is God's ambition. It is not your carnal ambition. It is God's ambition to make you a chosen instrument. It is God's ambition to unveil you as an anointed vessel. It is God's ambition to personify His love in your life. And when you come forth as the offspring of David, you will be a personification of the love of God. Even as God becomes your well-beloved, you will become the beloved of the Lord, the chosen one. And God will counsel you with His eye upon you. So if you read the Psalms of David, you will always find these awesome realities of God's blessings being mentioned over and over again. And all of those blessings that you read out of the Psalms that David wrote are all based on an intimacy with Him. So this witness that God wants to build inside of you, this true and faithful witness, it is a witness of tremendous intimacy. It is the unveiling of Jesus as your beloved. And that's going to be the strength of this witness. So as you are learning how to go into the ministry that God has got for you, remember, you must develop this ministry that you have through this witness. You must learn how to operate the giftings and the anointings of God through this witness. You must keep on asking for this witness. When you pray in tongues, what are you doing when you pray in tongues? You are focusing on unveiling the witness that God wants to build inside of you. And always remember, in doing that, you are learning a new function. You are learning how to walk in a new light. One day you will come alive to this witness in a very powerful way, that it will energize you with an awesome peace. It will energize you with an awesome joy. It will energize you with an awesome rest. That in this witness, you will discover the love of God, and it will be so overwhelming that you will really find that it is amazing, that it is something that you have never experienced in the carnal world. So you need to understand that through this witness, God is going to open a whole suite of realities that you have never experienced in the world system ever before. So that's very important. When you come into the kingdom of God and you start learning the things of God, don't bring the systems of the world inside of it, because the things of God are not of the world. The things of God do not come out of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The things of God come out of the tree of life. And so you must understand, as this witness is being built and nurtured in you, God is building a brand new reality. God is building inside of you a brand new functionality that is over and above anything. It is entirely exclusive of the realities of the world. The abilities God is going to give you are going to stand heads and shoulders above anything of the world system. Because all this is about God. This witness is about God's witness actualized in your being. You unveil as God's tabernacle. And when your witness and my witness and the body of Christ as the witness unveils amongst us, you begin to realize that God builds a bigger and grander tabernacle. A huge tabernacle that is a temple in the Spirit. And we are all building blocks of that temple in which the glory of the living God will be made manifest. And that is a humongous reality. Are you listening, guys? So you are a creature of destiny. Don't go and muck it up by bringing rubbish from the world. And perverting the witness that is inside of you. So give ear to the word of God. Because this witness is only going to come out of the revealed word of God. Which is why when we started this series, we talked about revelation knowledge. So that you understand that this revelation knowledge no human being can give you. This revelation knowledge you must hear from the heart of your Father. This revelation knowledge has to come to you in the name of Jesus. This revelation knowledge has to be built inside of you through the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. This revelation knowledge is God's work in your life. So don't take the shortcuts, guys. Because one day God will have to demolish all that is built in the wrong witness. He's not going to allow some other witness to manifest. So listen to what Exodus chapter 32 verse 16 says. That these tablets are the work of God. The writing is God's writing. The substance of those tablets is of God. They are not the work of Moses. Great man of God though he was. It had nothing to do with him. So this is what you must understand. That in the new covenant, God is telling you that everything that is going to make you a chosen vessel of God, everything that is going to unveil you in this true and faithful witness, has to come entirely out of the fullness of Jesus Christ. So listen to the word of God, understand the word of God with Jesus as the fulfillment of the word. Don't just pick a principle. The principle has no meaning without Jesus. You have to understand that you have to ask the Holy Spirit to bring the principle to you in the spirit and life of Jesus. To bring the principle to you in the faith and love of Jesus. Only then is the principle truth. That's why Jesus said, I am the truth. So truth is never your good idea and my good idea. The truth is always God's idea. The truth that sets you free has to 100% come to you from the heart of God the Father. The truth that sets you free has to be described 100% in the name of Jesus. The truth that sets you free has to be communicated to you by 100% by the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. Only then is the truth established inside of you. Are you listening? I am the truth. I am is the name of God. So truth is a manifestation of the memorial name. So this true and faithful witness, what is God telling you? When he uses the word true, he's saying that this faith, this witness, if she's faithful, is built in you in the truth. It is faithful because it is unveiled to you in the faith and love of Jesus for you. It is faithful through the cross. It is faithful because God said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should receive him will have eternal life." And so you need to understand that that faithfulness is described through the intents of the Father's heart, unveiled through the cross, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So through the faith and love of Jesus, truth is being described to you in a very peculiar way. And so you find that this true and faithful witness is a witness that testifies of the grace of God that is given you. And the grace of God that is given you, according to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14, is manifested in the faith and love of Jesus. And so you have an amazing and humongous potential in your life. The devil will always tell you, "Oh my goodness, you are not good enough, you are not up to the mark, you are not like this." And people around you will keep telling you that you are not like this and you are not like that. But if you can hear what the true and faithful witness is, if you can receive what the true and faithful witness is, it will set you free from the law of sin and death. Now for this true and faithful witness to come alive to you, this true and faithful witness functions in accordance with a law. It's called the law of the new covenant. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death." Where is the law of sin and death operating? It is operating in your fallen man. What is the law of sin and death telling you? That the wages of sin is death, that you are condemned, that you are a sinner. But what is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus? It's telling you that you are saved, that now you are a creature of grace. Now there is a true and faithful witness in Christ Jesus that has been opened to you by the Holy Spirit. And behold, this witness that is true and faithful is the witness of life. And you have new life. And God is inviting you in this true and faithful witness to receive and realize a brand new life. The life that comes from God. The life that unveils the thoughts of the Father's heart. The life that is described in the power of God. The life that is described in the character and nature of God. The life that is unveiled in the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of God. The life that is manifested in the power of God. The life that comes forth in a character that will not shake. A character that will be built in integrity, in holiness unto God. So this true and faithful witness is always built in Christ Jesus. And it is always brought alive to you by the Holy Spirit. And it always stands in the Father's will. So, as a Christian, always understand, it is the growth of this witness inside of you that is the measurement of how you are doing in your Christian life. And always remember, this witness is measured in terms of your love for God. Amen. So in this witness, God is going to give you things far beyond your thinking. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Things, verse 9. "Things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him." You see, the root of David is so important for you to realize all of these realities. And all of these realities are going to be built inside of you in the true and faithful witness. Amen. Verse 10. "For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?" Now one of the parts of your witness is the spirit dimension of your witness. All right? Because your witness exists in three parts: blood, water, and spirit. All right? That reality of blood, water, and spirit is found in 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, in the New King James Bible, it says that there is a witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And it says that there is also a witness on earth, the spirit, the water and the blood. And that witness is inside of us. That witness is able to search the depths of God by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that witness will bring into us things that God has ordained for us from the foundations of the world to make us His chosen instruments. So you must hear the word of God, not react to things that are happening around you or things that have happened to you in your past or words that have been spoken into your life condemning you, telling you that you are not up to the mark. You have to hear the word of God and understand that in becoming born again, in being baptized in the Holy Spirit, in receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, in entering into the one baptism that God has given you, you are a chosen and anointed vessel of the Lord. So in our teaching on the baptism, we said that when Jesus rose from the waters of baptism, God spoke the words, "This is my beloved Son." And you must understand that those same words apply to you in Jesus' name. Those same words apply to you in the blood, shed blood of the Lamb over your life. So as a Christian, you are the beloved of the Lord. And you must hear and exercise your faith in what the Word of God is saying about you in Christ Jesus. That you are a chosen vessel of the Lord. You are a son unto God. You are the dwelling place of the living God. That His true and faithful witness is declaring that to you. That is what the Word of God is all about. That the Word of God must be witness inside of you. You must live that Word. You must function in that witness of the Word inside of you. So that Word will bring you forth as the person that God wants you to be. You see, as you receive and realize this true and faithful witness, you will unfold as a new creation in Christ Jesus. Yes, the process will take time, but brethren, let's get into it as soon as possible. Let's get into it and let's do it right. Let's not do it the wrong way and have God demolish all the wrong things that we have built in our lives. Let's do it the right way. Amen. So even when you move in things of the Spirit, please don't bring Eastern mysticism into the Christian church. There's nothing common with the spirituality of the occult religions and the Christian faith. Nothing in common. Absolutely nothing in common. None of the experiences in the occult can be compared to what you have in the Christian faith. Nothing. So all of those New Age movement and all of those New Age feelings of spirituality, all built on falsehood. They are built on opening the wrong door. And that's what Jesus was warning about in John chapter 10. Let's turn to that. So you must understand that this witness is opened in the door that is built on the I am of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Verse 9. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse 1. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter by the door into the fold of the sheep, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. Are you with me? So always remember this, right? Because we have all come from occult backgrounds. Hello, all of us in Asia have come from occult backgrounds. Don't bring those backgrounds into the Christian faith. Because everything that God is going to do in the Christian faith is going to open through I am the door, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything that is opened in the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be unveiled through the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. It is not going to come in the ways in which the occult religions function in. All right, you must understand this. It will save you a lot of heartache in the future. All right, so please do things the right way. Do things the way the scripture has described it. Enter into the waters of baptism. Be spirit baptized so that the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit will enable you to receive and realize the Word as God wants you to realize the Word, so that the Word will be built inside of you in revelation knowledge. And as the Word is built inside of you in revelation knowledge, you will learn how to function by the Spirit. It's a natural process, but it's a process that will take time. Hello. So don't be in a hurry. Right? So many people have lost their destiny in the promises of God because they are in a hurry. They can't wait for God. You have to wait for God. Right? And He knows what exactly He is doing. He knows the character changes that are necessary before He can give you a particular anointing. And you have to trust Him. Right? You have to trust Him to make you the instrument that He wants you to be. It's no point saying, oh my goodness, why can't I all do it in one shot? You can't do it in one shot. Right? Just look at yourself. You will be amazed at what is hidden inside of you. Right? So God has to work out all those that nonsense and bring inside of you the truth that will set you free. So all that takes time. It takes time because you have to accept the word of God in a good and honest heart. Amen? So don't run ahead of God. One day you will sit down and cry because you did that. You know, what happens if you run ahead with God? You start receiving all kinds of things. You'll receive the wrong spirit and the right spirit. In the end, you can't tell which is which. Hello? You can't tell the difference. Why? Because you cultivated the wrong spirit inside of you. Right? Why? Because of your own zeal, because of your own ambitions, because of your own pride. Right? Because of your own impatience. That's why the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, and kindness. Right? Patience. Right? That should tell you that if you want to function in the Holy Spirit the right way, if you want to function as a partaker of the Holy Spirit, always whatever you receive in the Holy Spirit has to be built in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, guys. Those are the hallmarks by which you understand this is the right spirit. I'm walking in the right spirit. Have you noticed that sometimes you really want to get there and do it right now? You know, it's such an urge, as if God will fall off His throne if you don't get out and do it right now. The Bible tells you that when God does something inside of you, it will be in a rest. When God manifests something inside of you in a covenant, it will be in peace. All right? The entire Jewish calendar was structured on the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a rest in God. So whenever this urging, you know, I must get this done today. You know, sometimes you get very frustrated. Oh my goodness, I'm not growing fast enough. I'm not growing fast enough. Hello. Just because you don't know what is happening doesn't mean you're not growing. Right? And the moment you start getting frustrated, what happens? Darkness fills you. Right? Darkness fills you and you start thinking of all kinds of funny things. And what are you bringing into yourself? You're bringing into yourself thoughts built on the wrong spirit. You're bringing into your heart the wrong rhema. Right? Let me show you a verse that's found in the New American Standard. Colossians chapter 1. This is a verse that has always guarded me for a long time. Because I've waited on God for a long time. You know, there are so many times when I felt like, you know, let me get out and just do what I have to do. You know, and always this verse has been a check on my spirit. It's been a check on my own fleshly ways. All right, let's look at it. Colossians chapter 1, I'm going to read from verse 9 to verse 11. The first half of verse 9, I'm reading from the New American Standard. That you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. You see, if you don't understand the will of God, you cannot walk in a manner worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ. To please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father. Notice the words, in all steadfastness and patience. Strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, but in steadfastness and patience. All right? So, don't try and run ahead of God. I'm not saying don't do anything. But occupy the position God has given you. Do the things that God has opened to you. Do them faithfully. And let God bring the corrections inside of you that are necessary. All of us need to be corrected. All of us need to be changed. All of us need to be transformed. There is nothing good in any of us except that which comes from God. And that which is not from God is not good. That which is not from God is not good. So let God build inside of you His goodness. It will pay dividends in the long run. Hello. So turn out to be God's vessel. It's very important for you to understand that. Every gifting has to be built together with consecration. It is pointless learning how to operate the gift in the wrong way. Of what use is that? Because to operate a gift in the wrong way is to operate it in the wrong spirit, guys. And there's no value in learning how to operate a gift in the wrong spirit. God gives you a vision and you interpret it in the wrong spirit. My goodness, He might as well not have given you the vision. Why did you interpret it in the wrong spirit? Because of your own carnal desires. Hello. Because God can show you a perfect vision. But you are going to interpret that vision through your understanding of what God has given you. What happens if you have mixed it all up? You can't interpret the vision the way God wants you to interpret it. Just like you will start understanding the Word of God selectively. So many Christians understand the Word of God selectively. And you can't do that. You have to receive the Word of God in its full counsel. You must learn how to rightly divide the Word of God. Amen? So remember that passage in Timothy? Let's go to that. On the Word of God. 1 Timothy, was it? Second Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16. Let's read verse 15 first. And from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You see, you must receive out of the scriptures. So then Paul writes, all scripture is inspired by God. God breathed. Amen. Inspired means God breathed. That means through the word God wants to bring inside of you His spirit. Amen. And that's why it is profitable for teaching. Because when He brings into you the right spirit, you start understanding things with the right spirit. And you are being taught. For reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. You see, there is reproof and there is correction. When you listen to the word of God the right way. When you listen to the true and faithful witness in the Word of God, it will always bring into you reproof and correction. Right? And what results from that? Training in righteousness. Learning how to do things the right way, guys. That's what it means, training in righteousness. It is so important to do things the right way. That's why you have to be patient with the things of God. Don't run ahead of things based on your ideas. Because our righteousness is filthy rags. The righteousness of God is what counts. And the righteousness of God has to be explained to you through the Word of God, unveiled to you in the spirit and life of Jesus, explained to you in the faith and love of Jesus. Because the faith and love of Jesus brings to you the righteousness of God. And you learn how to live a brand new lifestyle. Be patient. Let God do it. If it takes time, let it take time. I'm not saying you don't do anything. What I'm saying is that you do things standing in where you are, right? Until God opens the door for you to move forward. Amen. And you will know it. In its time, you will know it, right? Because there will be that stirring in your heart. So please understand this, right? Training for righteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. That the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Please hear the word of God. To be equipped for every word of God, every good work of God. You have to receive it through the Word of God. So through the Word of God, God opens to you the true and faithful witness. Praise the Lord. Remember, it is true, it is faithful. That means God is not going to cheat you. Hello. It is true, it is faithful. Right? Wait for it. The vision will come forth. Abraham was in a hurry, and what a disaster he has created, isn't it? Right? Because he was in a hurry. Right? Because he rationalized the things of God, and he said, how can God bring forth something from something that is dead in me? And how wrong he was. Hello. So we need to understand the things of God take God's time. It is not done in accordance with our agendas. It is done in accordance with God's timing of things. So don't never run ahead of God. Always watch the witness inside of you. Praise the Lord. In this witness, God will train you to function in the ministry that He has given you. So take care of the witness, for God will truly bless you through it. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that there is a true and faithful witness available to each and every one of us. This true and faithful witness you have designed for us in the testimony of Jesus. And this true and faithful witness unveils to us through the living and abiding Word of God, the Word of God that has been explained to us in the Spirit and life of Jesus, the Word of God that communicates into us the faith and love of Jesus, the Word of God that manifests the substance of the Master's fullness into our inward parts. And in consonance with this creative work in substance within us, there unveils, O God, a living and growing witness. And this witness is called the true and faithful witness, Lord. This is the witness of Jesus that is meant to be developed in each one of our lives uniquely. And as this witness in us is developed, it will unveil in the root of David. It will make us the offspring of David. And this witness will unveil in us as the tree of life, Lord. And so we pray that you will enable us to be patient, watching over your word to manifest in our lives, Lord. That we will truly wait on you to bring forth the things that you want to bring forth in us, so that we will be your instruments. And enable us to understand that the reason why you ask us to wait is because you want us to understand precisely that we are meant to be obedient to you. We are meant to wait upon you. We are meant to understand very clearly and very precisely that only your will be done. That all other things will pass away. And that's one of the valuable lessons, oh God, we need to learn from our lives, Lord. That the things that we have done in our own zeal are either crumbling or they have passed away. Or they will surely pass away. But all that you build in us in the living and abiding Word of God, it is eternal. It will continually make us a blessing. It will continually unveil us as a blessed people. It will continually make us grow in this true and faithful witness. And in this process, we will unveil as a brand new creation. The creation you have ordained in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit. The creation that is entirely your workmanship. The creation that will enable us to walk into the good works that you have ordained in each one of our lives from the foundations of the world. And so we give you glory, Father, that in this true and faithful witness, you're going to unveil our destiny. You're going to unveil the purpose that you have for us. You're going to unveil in us the skills that you mean to equip us with. You're going to unveil the anointings that we are going to hold from the altars of our heart. You're going to unveil the word that is going to define us functionally, Father. You're going to teach us how to live in Christ Jesus and be led by the Holy Spirit continually, Lord, to be set free from the law of sin and death. So we give you glory and honor, worship and praise for this awesome manifestation of the true and faithful witness in which you plan to unveil, O God, your awesome thoughts, Father, over each one of our lives. Bless the church in this witness, Father, that we may be a blessing to you always in Jesus' name. Amen.